Psalm 46 begins like this. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear. Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. Our world has changed dramatically in the past few weeks. It may feel like the earth has given way. It may feel like turmoil. We may feel bewildered, disoriented. We may feel worried or afraid. I've certainly felt all those emotions at times. What about you? But faced with turmoil and uncertainty, the psalmist encourages us to take refuge in God. This is a God who is with us, ever present, whether we notice or not. What if we look for the signs of God's presence, both within us and around us at the moment? What do you see? As for me, the last few days, we've been blessed with sunshine, and I'm reminded of Jesus' teaching that God sends the sun and the rain on all. It's been a blessing, even amidst all the uncertainty and change. It's softened the blow. And as the noise of traffic dwindles and many of us are forced to slow down, I've noticed the birds singing. I've noticed that so much more. Amidst the panic buying and the empty shelves, I felt the presence of God in the acts of kindness and generosity. As people reach out and offer care for the vulnerable. As people share food and toilet rolls with those who didn't get to the shops in time. As people share their knowledge and skills over the internet to help those looking after children at home. And the hard work and commitment of the many people that we now know as key workers, those who staff the shops, the health service, you know, the cleaners, the delivery drivers. In all of them, I sense the presence of God. But also deep within, I've sensed God calling and stirring my spirit, reminding me that we are not in control and inviting me to reevaluate my way of life so that it aligns more truly with the way of Jesus. The psalmist draws the psalm to a close in verse 10 by saying, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." The psalmist hears God's voice. Be still and know that I am God. Many of us have no option but to slow down, to be still. But we can still choose how we inhabit this enforced stillness. We can choose to take time to put our roots deeper into God. We can choose to deepen our relationships with those close to us. And we can choose to create a rhythm of life-enhancing activities at home. We can choose to find safe ways to reach out with kindness to those who live around us and those with whom we are connected online. There are tried and tested spiritual practices in particular that can help us to put our roots deeper into God. And I encourage you to use this opportunity to become more rooted in God. Stillness. Why not take 10 minutes to just be and to just be with God in stillness and quiet each morning or each evening? No words necessary. Some people call it meditation. Prayer. Some find a pattern of daily prayer helpful. And there are all sorts of ways of forms of prayer, whether that be the Anglican Common Worship daily prayer, or Northumbria Community, who also offer a daily prayer. Other people like to pray more spontaneously. Both have their strengths and their limitations, and perhaps a mixture is best. In the evening, the examen is a prayer practice which helps us to reflect on the day and to notice what God has been doing and saying in that day. Praying together is so encouraging, and there'll be opportunities to do that online as a St. Andrew's community. Look out for more information about that. We can read and reflect upon Scripture, whether that be with a daily Bible reading, notes, or just through reading a book of the Bible, maybe a chapter each day. Some of us use a daily Bible reading app, and we'll be sharing resources, we'll be sharing ideas of what you could use if this is something that you want to develop. And of course, we can learn. While we've got the time, we can read. We can listen to videos of teaching. And we can learn more about our faith, as well as other aspects of life and the world in which we live. We could read books together with others and discuss them over the phone or on the internet. Finally, this is a God who is able to help us in times of trouble. That's who the psalmist speaks of. Verse 4 to 6 go on to say, "There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice and the earth melts." There may be trouble ahead. There are going to be challenges. But God will be with us. Not necessarily to protect us from hardship or suffering, but definitely to lead us through the valley of the shadow of death and into the light of resurrection. Metaphorically speaking, Good Friday and Holy Saturday may be looming, but Easter Sunday is coming. A prayer to finish. Keep us, good Lord, under the shadow of your mercy in this time of uncertainty and distress. Sustain and support the anxious and fearful, and lift up all who are brought low, that we may rejoice in your comfort, knowing that nothing can separate us from your love in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.